move into the Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation meeting. Item one is public comment. Any public comment, Carrie?
No public comment.
Thank you. And it appears that the Jesse Murray, chair of the TMCC Foundation, to give us an annual report.
Yes, good morning. Just want to make sure we can get audio okay. Sounds good. Okay, thank you. Good morning, Chairman DeBrava, Regents, and Chancellor Rose. My name is Jesse Murray. I am chair of the TMCC Foundation Board of Trustees. I also serve as vice president of natural gas delivery for NV Energy. We operate a 175,000 customer natural gas distribution system in the Reno Sparks area, and I'm very grateful to be here with you this morning. I am pleased to report that in fiscal year 2020, the TMCC Foundation raised $2,181,000 from 511 donors who provided 678 gifts to many programs, projects, and scholarships, all for the benefit of TMCC students. The foundation continues to make scholarship support a priority. In fiscal year 2020, the foundation awarded 711 scholarships, totaling $872,000, which is a 7% increase over last year and an outstanding 63% increase from fiscal year 2016. We are extremely grateful to all of our scholarship donors who are directly contributing to student success. Longtime donors such as the Herb and Maxine Jacobs Foundation, George Tackett, the Bretzloff Foundation, and Ron Turek are just a few of these important donors who are the backbone of TMCC's successful scholarship program. This fiscal year, we received a number of memorial scholarships as a result of an outpouring of support from family and friends who are honoring the memory of their loved ones. Scholarships were awarded to veterans and also students in the areas of nursing, paramedics, and athletics, with three of the four scholarships including endowments that will honor the memory of those who have passed in perpetuity. We are extremely grateful, as I've heard through this call, to the William and Pennington Foundation that has greatly increased its support of scholarships over the past few years. The foundation has been very supportive of scholarships for nursing and dental students, and just 3 years ago added scholarships for students enrolled in programs at the William N. Pennington Applied Technology Center. The TMCC Foundation has had several hallmark achievements during the last fiscal year, thanks to donor support. This includes the new TMCC Sports and Fitness Center. In March, we were planning a celebration for the opening of the center, but of course, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we were prevented from holding the celebration this year, but we will, rest assured, reschedule the event when we can be back together again. Joe's Gym is one highlight in the new Sports and Fitness Center, since it is named after Joe Iarby, who started athletics at TMCC 40 years ago and built the basketball and golf programs that were successful for many years. The Iarby family, including Joe's widow Dawn, Joe's two daughters, and his son, have generously donated and raised $100,000 from 75 of their friends in support of Joe's Gym. The dental renovation was completed and is making a tremendous impact at the college. The William N. Pennington Foundation made a $1.6 million gift in support of the renovation on the Dandini campus. And we also received generous support from 20 local dentists and the E.L. Cord and Robert Z. Hawkins Foundation. Moving the Certified Nursing Assistant Program from the Dandini campus to the Meadowood Center provided additional space in the dental area that now accommodates additional students in both the dental hygiene and dental assisting programs. A new anatomy and physiology lab was also constructed on the Dandini campus. In 2017, the nonprofit Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program began operating in the TMCC Dental Clinic, and as a result of the renovations, there is additional space for them to treat veteran patients in the clinic. Turning now to the audit, I'm pleased to report that we received an unmodified auditor's report for the 2020 audit, which had no findings and was unanimously approved by the TMCC Foundation Board of Trustees at our September 16th, 2020 meeting. For the Foundation Board, we are seeking the renewal of terms for six members. I won't list them since they are in the agenda. We are also seeking approval for two new members and also seeking approval for the current slate of officers to serve in their second of a two-year term. In closing, On behalf of the entire board of the TMCC Foundation, we thank you for the opportunity to provide you with an update on the successful highlights of the TMCC Foundation during the last fiscal year. Gretchen Sawyer, the TMCC Foundation Executive Director, and I stand ready to respond to any questions that you may have, and thank you very much.
Chair Murray, thank you for your report and for everything that you do for the TMCC Foundation. I have a motion from Regent McMichael, and I have a second from Regent Geddes to approve the report. All those in favor, please say aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries. I think there's maybe a comment. Did someone want to say something?
Yeah, it was Regent Geddes. Sorry, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say hi to Jesse, and although he's over in natural gas now, I'm glad he's still got renewables on his mind. So keep it up, Jesse.
Absolutely, Dr. Geddes. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Geddes. We're going to item three, the officers that we see listed before us. We will go to item four, consent items. I have a motion from Regent McAdoo, and I have a second from Regent Carter. If there are no questions, all those in favor of approving consent items, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are going to item five, new business. Seeing no new business, we're going to item six. Any public comment, Carrie?
No public comment.
Thank you, Carrie. We adjourn the TMCC Foundation meeting.